If you take a look at the federal spending bill that's currently in the hands of the U.S. Senate after passing the House by one vote, may I remind you, you quickly realize it's certainly big, isn't it? That's because it has a lot of stuff in it. Some of that stuff includes proposed funding and spending cuts. Oh, I mean, you've heard of some already. Cuts to Medicaid, SNAP, education, medical research. My first guest today joins us to reveal a proposed spending cut that a lot of experts believe would cost lives. That would be the Specialized Suicide Prevention Services for LGBTQ plus youths. That's currently a part of the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. She is the CEO of the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies, Deborah Wentz. Thanks for being here today, Deborah.
Thank you so much, Chris, for having me.
And to learn more about the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies, NJAMHAA.org, and that spelling bee, we have that link over at our website as well for you to reference and make use of. More importantly, just as some background, Deborah, because a lot of people think these three-digit services or one-size-fits-all, probably from what I said in the introduction, a lot of people are surprised that there's a special focus on through the 988 Suicide Crisis Lifeline for the LGBTQ community. How important, how valuable has this service been for that community?
Well, first of all, I'd like to give you a little bit of background on 988. 988 is a three-digit crisis hotline, just like we have 911 for an emergency. 988 is for, mental health and behavioral health crises. And so often those who answer the general 911 calls, like, through a police station, are not educated and about psychiatric crises or people who need mental health help. So it takes longer to link the person with the actual line. And the 988 Lifeline provides confidential, judgment-free care 24/7. It's through phone, text, chat, and specific access for individuals who are deaf and hard of hearing, all at no cost to individuals. And the reason why it offers specific help for LGBTQ plus youths, that while anyone in a mental health crisis can call or text 988 and be connected to a trained counselor, this line has specially trained counselors, often with similar life experiences for high-risk groups like veterans, and today we're talking about LGBTQ. And it's very important for LGBTQ plus young people to have access to LGBTQ plus affirming spaces, and transgender and non-binary youth who have access to those spaces, because those who have the access to report lower rates of attempting suicide compared to those who did not. And they, it's very important for people to identify whether in counseling, in crisis, with someone that they feel relates to them, is non-judgmental, and shares their experience. And the five most common ways that LGBTQ plus youth report feeling supported by their parents and caregivers, I think this is important, that, that they've been welcoming to their LGBTQ friends or partners. They talk to them respectfully about their LGBTQ identity. They use their names and pronouns correctly. They support their gender expression. And they educate themselves about LGBTQ people and issues. And so it's very, very important for this population, because if this line were to be defunded, as has been proposed, the 988 LGBTQ plus line, literally more would possibly die or deteriorate without access to services in time or at all. And people would be reluctant to call They're already doubly stigmatized with mental health problems, and this population's at significantly greater risk of mental health challenges and suicidal thoughts and behaviors. In fact, the LGBTQ plus teens are 6 more times likely to experience symptoms of depression than non-LGBTQ plus identifying teens. They're more than twice as likely to feel suicidal and over 4 times as likely to attempt suicide compared to heterosexual youth. And approximately 8% of LGBTQ plus individuals and nearly 27% of transgender individuals report being denied needed health care services outright. Now, if this line were eliminated, I would think call centers could still hire LGBTQ staff who could take the calls. So without the specialized line and access immediately to specialized services, it would be more difficult. And once it becomes known publicly that this specialized line is gone, I would expect that fewer youth would bother calling with the outcomes that that I just mentioned. And so there's been the Trevor Project, which does U.S. national surveys on the mental health of LGBTQ plus young people. They demonstrate that there's been a slight decrease in suicide risk from 2021 through 2023. But in the last year, more than 1 in 10 or 12% LGBTQ plus young people, including 4% of transgender and non-binary young people and 7% of cisgender young people, considered committing, suicide. And related risks of suicide, they're not able to receive the mental health care and when they're experiencing symptoms of anxiety and depression. And they could be resulting from being physically threatened or harmed. We know that often these individuals are bullied. It is important for crisis support to be identity affirming. Otherwise, people just might not call.
We have our time with Deborah Wentz, who is the CEO of the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies, NJAMHAA.org. We have a link in our homepage as well. Is their website, listening to Issues and Ideas. And you mentioned the Trevor Project. I know that 100 members, Democratic members of Congress, have written to raise attention about this proposed cut to the funding for this aspect of the 988 Suicide Crisis Lifeline. Do you think it's also being appreciated, Deborah, that, and you reference too how if the lifeline, if this aspect, this program goes away, fewer LGBTQ plus youth are going to call the number that's already started, as you said. Is that going to put a heavier strain on the agencies that your organization represents? You know, much like we've seen with the food, food pantries with school meals programs, if those get cut or summer meal programs get cut, then the food pantries get a higher demand on them.
Yes. Because people might not get to our organizations and the life-saving services that they provide quickly enough. When people are supported, they lead normal lives, have accomplishments in education, professions. They contribute to their families and communities. If not, the outcome could be disastrous. I would like to clear up, though, too. This threat of specifically cutting LGBTQ 988, there's confusion about the future of suicide prevention programs, including the nation's mental health crisis line. So this was in the skinny budget that Trump's plans were to propose spending actually $520 million on the 988 system, which is the same amount as the current year. However, when you look through the official budget documents so far, what we see are cuts of $1 billion to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Organization, which is the lead agency on all things related to mental health. The proposal specifically says that that comes from eliminating inefficient funding for SAMHSA's programs of regional and national significance. And so this bucket of spending includes a variety of grant programs, children's mental health, homelessness prevention. The budget documents show some of the programs, including 988 grants, they're the ones that save money. So right now, it's not, this was from a leaked budget document, and the actual skinny budget that came out didn't specifically mention it, but it proposed these specific cuts. But we know that there's been movement to defund anything that has to do with, LGBTQ and transgender. So we're very concerned, and our goal is to, support those who are LGBTQ plus to get them services and to make it as easy as possible. So I certainly hope that the 100 congressional members who wrote protesting this will be heard, and that this will not be the final outcome. And we continue, the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies, or NAJAMA, and its members continue to be at the ready to help all, and with special emphasis on this population.
And for you listening, as Deborah said, the voices of those 100 members, Democratic members of Congress, certainly are valuable, but that doesn't decrease the value of your voice as well. You can agree or disagree with someone's choice of a lifestyle, but you have to agree, if you're a human being, that troubled people have the right to get the help that they need, no matter if you agree or disagree with them. And this is one of the services that you probably did not know about until this conversation, that the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline does provide. Learn more about the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies at njamhaa.org. She is their CEO, Deborah Wentz. Deborah, thank you for raising awareness about this proposal now. But if track records play out the way they have been with this administration, well, a proposal like this comes to life way too much frequency, and hopefully voice of those 100 in Congress and the people listening can make that not happen. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much for having me, and we will continue the fight to overcome such any kind of obstacles for people getting care, and specifically the LGBTQ+ community. Thank you so much for having me today, Chris.